Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Wild day today, as you guys, I'm sure, have already seen a lot of stuff going on. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing great. We've got Dave Hodges is supposed to be coming on in about 15, 20 minutes. Looking forward to Dave being on with us today. But I kind of wanted to prep you guys a little bit because, you know, I get so frustrated sometimes because I feel as though I'm the only person out there saying the stuff that we say. And quite frankly, we're not part of Sinclair Media, so we pretty much are the only groups of us that are saying things that aren't involved with Sinclair. I read you who owns and controls Sinclair yesterday, and a lot of alternative talk shows are from Sinclair Media. But I want to read you this very quickly because this is really important. This is an article that's by Kevin Barrett, and it's called The New World Order and How It Works. It's one of the best, most succinct articles I've ever read about how this mess that we're in and how it works. And the other author on this is Mujahid Kamran. I think he's Indian, K-A-M-R-A-N. And let me read this to you. The bandits of the New World Order have succeeded in robbing the whole world through the technique of the Baal mask, the disguise that enables them to carry on their satanic work without being identified and prosecuted. The Baal mask is the ideal vehicle for this program because the World Order gained its presence power in Europe in the 19th century. It is a truism along the old European aristocracy that balls are given for those who are not invited. The reward of being a guest at a Baal mask is to be the one of the knowing ones. Now we're talking about like the movie Eyes Wide Shut right now. Those who know which mask hid the face of the king, which costume of the Grand Vizier. Now, it goes on to say, it talks about the Dutch whistleblower who we heard from last year, Grandel Bernard, who claimed that about 8,000 people run the entire planet. He said these are Luciferians and they attend satanic churches where they worship Lucifer and they carry out child sacrifices. In fact, he was going to have to do a child sacrifice, and he refused to do it and stepped away. Ronald Bernard, though not part of these 8,000 people, was investing their money, and so he claimed he had to communicate directly with them to make sure that they would not lose the money. He stated the reason he's still alive was the fact he had not revealed any of their names. He states that the people who look down, that these people look down on humans and laugh at our misery. He said, if we look down on people and we mock them, it was just a product. Waste, everything was worthless trash. Nature, the planet, everything could burn and break, just useless parasites. Mankind is human garbage for these parasitic psychopaths. That's how they see us, guys. In his remarkable book, The World Order, from which the quote given at the outset was taken, the late Eustace Mullins has remarked that the Rothschilds and the members of the European aristocracy who purchased the stocks of the Bank of England around 1700 during the Napoleonic Wars rank at the number one position of the dynastic families of the New World Order hierarchy. At the next level come families subservient to the Rothschilds. In other words, they're the cutouts, the Morgans, the Rockefellers, the Harrimans. The third level are the families which are the courtiers of the families of level two. He states by becoming courtiers of the Harrimans, the Bush family has joined the World Order families of the third rank. These international banking families are among the top 10 stockholders in each of the top 500 corporations in the world. I'm going to repeat that. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. The Rothschild families, the ones the Rothschilds control, are the top 10 stockholders of all of the top 500 corporations in the world. The four horsemen of the banking apocalypse, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Wells Cargo, own the four horsemen of oil, Exxon, Mobil, Royal Dutch Shell, BP, and Chevron Texaco, in tandem with Deutsche Bank, BNP, Barclays, and other European old money behemoths. But their monopoly over the global economy does not end at the edge of the oil patch. According to the company 10K filings to the SEC, the four horsemen of the banking apocalypse are among the top 10 stockholders, again, of virtually the top Fortune 500 corporations. So not only do these guys own the Fortune 500 corporations, Rothschilds also own it. They're all tied in together. The highest echelons are the pursuers of the New World Order in absolute secrecy, wearing a mask, and there's a continuity in their leadership and policies that extend over centuries. It says secret societies and philosophies, all kinds of their vehicles, tools for the taxes, the attainment of their one world satanic slave state, communism, Zionism, liberalism, socialism, Fabian socialism, national socialism, fascism, humanism, terrorism are their creations and they serve their goal. These families ensure they recruit the young and talented at a very early age in their lives and train them in secrecy and instill in them secretly over a period of time their satanic goals and philosophy. Douglas Reed has made the same deep observations that the organization has been kept together through terror. The young men who recruited for the conspiracy were sworn in with such intimidating ceremonial pomp, including a considerable mockery of the Christian sacrament. They were required to supply a dossier about their parents, listen, their dominant passions, excuse me, and to spy on each other. In other words, like they do at Skull and Bones. It is above all the universities that this Illuminism has always been found, has always will find the numerous recruits. The Satanic Psychopathic Brotherhood, which recruits fresh blood every year after year, has been doing this for centuries, so it controls the entire judiciary through the Federalist Society. In the book Brainwashing the High Schools, E. Merrill Rock examines 11 American history textbooks used in Illinois, and that none of the textbooks made it clear that the government of the United States is not a democracy, but a republic. Adam Weishaupt, the Rothschild-connected founder of the Illuminati, had written down in his paper, seized in 1786 and published in 1787 by the Bavarians, setting up this entire thing. Now, I read all of this to you because what's interesting about this, if then he goes into Zionism very deeply, and he goes into pornography and all the other stuff. He goes, the innocence and dumbing down has cost America and the whole world dearly. Pedophilia, drugs, pornography, prostitution, and promotion of same-sex marriages, which have to be issueless and hence do not add to the population, is part of the Illuminati Zionist agenda because these clash with traditional Christian values regarding the family institution and marriage. It is precisely for this reason that pedophile rings in the West cannot be brought to book. In other words, they can't be arrested. You don't see it over and over. This 25,000 prosecutions that you're hearing about, all these arrests that are taking place, guys, that's fairy dust. It's not happening. I talked to Doug Hagman about it. He's gone to the court records. It's fairy dust. It's not happening. These guys have basically done everything they probably can to basically to take over the entire world through the synagogue of Satan. That's who these people are. They're running everything. Because remember, the Rothschilds are the synagogue of Satan. That's who they are. James Forrestal, basically, who was thrown out of the doggone building and killed back in the 60s, had committed the crime of trying to prevent the American government, its own interest, from helping the establishment of Israel to get nuclear weapons. The new words like anti-Semitic, Holocaust denier, have now all been added to this vocabulary. The way academics like Kevin Barrett and all these other guys are being called anti-Semitic because they're basically reading the truth about what's going on about this stuff. Now, it says one thing here that's really, really interesting. I want to read this to you real quick because this is very, very important. You guys can read this whole article. It goes on and on and on. But I'm scrolling down right now on my iPad to find this next thing as far as what the wars are and who's starting the wars and who's control of the wars. And what they're saying is that they decide who's going to be in a war, and they decide who's going to have to pay for the war, which countries are going to win the wars, and which countries are going to be basically punished for the wars. It says in Bolshevik Russia was Zionist. Bolshevik Russia was Zionist, and the churches were blown up. Christianity denigrated and banned, with tens of millions, close to 50 million Christians, driven to concentration camps to die, hungry in the harshest winters. Putin's Russia respects Christianity. A century ago, Wilson's USA was Zionist-controlled, and so is Trump's. Russia has thrown off the yoke, and the U.S. has succumbed to it. That's why we're about to go to war with Russia if we don't stop this. Will the American public stop, think, and react? Will the patriots in the U.S. armed forces think for a moment as to why and for whom they are murdering tens of millions, mostly unarmed men and women and children worldwide, and stop this unbelievable, untold slaughter? Guys, this is what's going on right now globally. This thing is happening all over the place. And the sad part about it is, guys, is that we are in a situation where we're being played. And this is why I keep telling you guys, the Zionists run the government of the United States of America. Israel runs the government of the United States of America. Israel with AIPAC should be considered a foreign entity in the United States. What they're doing and they're controlling with their 14,000 employees and 400,000 basically volunteers, they're completely and controlling controlling everything. They want the greater Israel plan. They want to expand the roots of Israel. They want to go ahead and make Israel a much larger nation than it is right now. And they're using the United States to do all of this. And they started all of this back in the 1850s with the Scofield Bible under Darby, in which they promoted it through the Oxford Press, which is a Rothschild-owned entity. And they started telling Christians that Israel was going to go through a dispensationalism and have a second chance, which the Bible doesn't say that. And they interpret it to do this through the interpretation of the Scofield Bible. Guys, I believe we should pray for Israel. I believe we should do everything we can to basically hope and pray that they convert to Christianity and that their government becomes Christian. I hope that, but they're not. You know, I mean, no matter what Israel does, they can start World War III and they get a pass. Guys, we got to think through this. And Chuck Baldwin has come on our show multiple times and he's talked about this, guys. It's so important that we know exactly what's going on, Austin. What do you think about this?
No, it is really crazy. I mean, we're in a very strange time right now. I mean, there's all this stuff going on. I mean, we saw today, you know, how the FBI has gone in and raided Michael Cohen's office as far as Trump's attorney. And, I mean, they're going in now and just completely, I mean, it's totally inappropriate. Whether or not this is a legal loophole on what they're doing as far as going in and, you know, raiding a sitting president's personal attorney, they're using on the premise that, you know, supposedly this porn star was given money to basically shut up and not talk about this stuff, which in my opinion is complete and total hogwash. It is extremely dangerous for a lawyer-client privilege. I mean, we're seeing this now pretty much where they're going in, grabbing all the computers, all the paperwork, everything from this, then handing it to another FBI agent and basically saying, you know, we need you to read all the confidential communications and tell us which ones we can get and which ones we can't. But this is all under the premise right now, guys, of trying to sit here and do everything they can to get Trump out of the way. My question is, they're going out of all this because, you know, they supposedly have this thought that, oh yeah, this lady, you know, she was given money or he colluded with the Russians. Why to this day is Clinton, why has Hillary never been under investigation or indicted? Why has she never been had a search warrant issued for her role in Benghazi? Or Clinton with his role in the Iran-Contra? Or Obama with giving $150 billion to the Iranians that we supposedly are at war at right now? Or the Benghazi scandal? Why has none of this stuff ever happened? But now all of a sudden we've been on this witch hunt for the last 2 years on Trump to get him out of the way. At the exact same time this is happening with the issue we're seeing over in the Middle East right now. I mean, we just saw the U.S. Navy destroyer Donald Cook get parked off the coast of Russia. At the same time, Russian warplanes are basically buzzing the ship. Now, from an article that I saw today on RasuInternational.net, it's in French. I had to translate it today. And so far, I haven't seen any mainstream media talking about this. But from this article and a couple other ones that I've been trying to vet it off of, they are now saying that Chinese warships in the Mediterranean are joining the Russian Navy in the event of a massive attack on Syria. They said surface vessels of the Chinese Navy in the Mediterranean and joint exercises with the surface units of the Russian Navy have been ordered to join the Syrian port of Tartus in case of a possible aggression of Syria. In parallel, the Iranian staff whose officers have been wounded in the Israeli attack targeting the Syrian T-4 base in Homs have put its strategic missiles on terminal alert. They are ready for a strike, and they're expecting a strike right now from the U.S. Trump, or not the U.S. Trump, excuse me, the U.S. Donald Cook that's basically parked off there right now. This is some pretty intense stuff that's going on right now. And all of it is absolutely, completely unnecessary. That's why I talked about it in detail yesterday with the aspect of the pretext of why Israel even had the excuse to light up Syria with Tomahawk missiles yesterday, which it always is funny to me. This is just the ironic part to me. So all of a sudden, chemical weapons supposedly get released in Syria. Nobody really knows who released them. Nobody does. As soon as they release them, nobody knows what happened with them. But all of a sudden, Israel goes, oh, it was Assad. It had to be Assad. Well, that gives us the excuse to go light Syria up with Tomahawk missiles. But if Syria responds, if they shoot anything back at Israel, we're going to completely annihilate Syria. There's no reason that they can respond to an offensive gesture like this of us bombing them with Tomahawk missiles, because we're Israel. You know, we get to do whatever we want to do whenever we want to do it, and that's that. So if they attack us back, then we're going to bomb them and obliterate them, but we have no idea who did it. Actually, we probably threw the gas canisters over there. When we've seen photos now yesterday that Merck and Co. were on the actual canisters from Germany for the chlorine gas, deployable canisters. This whole thing is insane, what's going on right now, Dad, and it absolutely boggles my mind. But what we're seeing even stateside now is what I said earlier ago, that this essentially, the deep state is telling us right now that they're in control. They're blatantly showing us that right now with what they're doing with Trump, with what they have going on over in Syria right now. They're slapping us in the face and telling us, this is what we want to do, this is how we're going to do it, and you guys need to either fall in line or get in the way. That is what's going on right now, Dad.
Well, the reality is this. I mean, we've got a situation here that, because the bankers, what the Ralph Rothschild, through the Balfour Declaration, established the country of Israel. Israel, basically the fiefdom of the Rothschild Empire, is what it is. And this is something that we all have to understand just from a history standpoint. So it's very, very important to me that you guys get this concept together. I mean, right now, remember, Syria is just, it's an amazing country. I mean, it's got a lot of Christians, are very respectful of Christians. I talked to this couple, like I told you. They have their central bank is state owned. It's not Rothschild owned. They've accumulated no International Monetary Fund debt. They have banned genetically modified seeds. It has oil and gas reserves, and it has dropped the U.S. dollar as far as in trade. I mean, Syria basically is saying, no, we're not going to do this. And the problem is, this entire New World Order is run by this same satanic banking cartel that we talk about all of the time, this synagogue of Satan. And we have to see it for what it is. And remember what Gerald Celente said. He goes, the bankers, if they can't do what they want to do with the economy, they always take us to war. It's what they do. And they decided who the winners are going to be by the amount of loans they give them back and forth. I mean, this stranglehold that we have on the United States by the international banking community has to stop. And we have to all pray that cooler heads prevail, and that Donald Trump isn't stupid enough to put this country into World War III. Dave Hodges, my good friend, is on right now. He's going to be on with us for the next half hour or so. Dave, tell us the intel that you have. Tell us if people should be concerned.
Ted, give me one second. Nora, we just changed our DEFCON, and as soon as it's possible, I want you to pick up our son at school and bring him home.
What?
Okay, I want you to pick up our son at school and...
Okay, Austin, apparently Dave is doing his DEFCON thing with his wife there, which sounds really serious to me. I'm sure he'll come back and explain to us what he's talking about. I didn't know the United States just changed our DEFCON. That's
I want to have me on your show to talk about what's going on south of the border in relationship to these other world events, but things have escalated far beyond what I indicated this morning. I just got a call from someone, I'm not even going to say who he's with, but let's just say it's a trusted source known to Paul Martin and myself. We just changed our DEFCON, and it hasn't been announced. Don't know if it will be, but we just put our nuclear forces on higher alert. I don't have details yet. I'll get them as soon as I get off the air with you. Let me tell you what I was going to report to you in relationship to what you guys were just reporting about with Syria, and also what's going on in the South China Sea and with India, Pakistan, and China. Those are other hot spots that could break out simultaneously. We are in danger of being invaded. First, it'll be widespread terrorism from fifth column paramilitary types that have been trained by Russians, Chinese, drug cartels, and terrorists. They're all one big happy family in Central and South America. Steve Quayle and I were talking about this before I came on with you guys. They are going to unleash holy hell terrorism in this country. The strike times are thought to be 24 to 48 hours, and then as soon as the fighting starts in the Middle East, they are going to launch a land invasion. and we have special ops on the ground in Mexico, and I got this real time 45 minutes ago from an RSOFT guy who was my Benghazi source, and those who follow my work know I'm talking the top of the food chain now as far as intel information. He's ready to come out of the closet. He's going into hiding. He told me it's this serious. He thinks he'll be targeted for assassination since he was the number two man in AFPAC at one time. Paul Martin's best source is going into hiding. He's resigning from his top-level government source position. That just happened this morning. We have special ops that have interdicted a caravan moving north through Mexico. They had detected high levels of radiation indicating WMDs. They engaged. They killed approximately 40 people connected to this caravan that were actually terrorists. We took 3 casualties with our special ops in civilian clothes. Perhaps 1 KIA helicopters are en route. Trump has informed the Mexican president, if you engage us, we will shoot you down and attack your air bases. There's so much going on right now. I couldn't convey what's happening in 2 hours, much less in 20 minutes. But this is a real-time operation right now, and I've been reporting for the last week, and anyone who's been on my website and listening to my podcast know that I've been reporting that Trump did not put military on the border because of 1,500 immigrants and threatened to cancel NAFTA and DACA. That's ridiculous. He put them down there because he knows that these paramilitary forces are making their way north. They have planned incursions to link up with the MS-13 and ISIS that got into the country 4 years ago in the Central American invasion. They're going to be dispersed with weapons caches and start their paramilitary operations. This is what Trump is engaging right now as we speak. This is an ongoing operation. We're also being invaded from north. Chinese, I got this information on Sunday, where Chinese have crossed the border. I had people from Bremerton Naval Base tell me they were preparing to engage Chinese National Army coming across, and they were masquerading as Cinta workers, you know, like solar energy workers and so forth, and they were preparing to engage them. They're coming in from the north. Canada and Mexico have been told, and in fact, Steve Quayle was told this, I've been told this, and Paul Martin has been told this, all by different sources, that Canada and Mexico are participating in the... As the globalists and George Soros have promised them immunity and free from harm when World War III breaks out if they assist us and let these forces penetrate the borders. I'll take a breath, guys, but this is coming at us so fast right now, I can't even begin to describe the entire picture. The people behind this, these incursions on the border, I'll just say this and then I'll take questions, are George Soros, the Bank of China. They're the very powerful forces that are behind the Cal Exit movement, trying to get California out of the Union, create a violent crisis in which the UN will have a preemptive excuse to unroll their troops. They're already here, but they're going to roll them out. And the Kigali principles are irrevocable principles that Obama signed in 2016 that said, if you're one of 29 nations that has domestic violence, we can bring in the other 28 nations and subdue your nations, and we don't need the permission of your leaders. You can't revoke it. It's irrevocable. And this is what CalExit's trying to provoke through George Soros and the Bank of China and the Chinese government, the Mexican consulate's part of it, so are the drug cartels, so is ISIS. They all meet together. Paul Preston has given that information out on my show as well as my website. It's one big happy plot to take down this country, and the plot is underway right now as we speak.
Well, Dave, I mean, how many, do you have any idea how many, is it basically just armed insurgents coming in right now, like you said, the MS-13 gang? I mean, who in the world, because the mainstream media is like completely silent, Fox is silent, most of the alternative talk show people are not talking about any of this stuff. I mean, how do we know that these guys are not just putting false information out there that they're giving to you and me and everybody else, and that this stuff really isn't happening right now, Dave?
Well, okay, I'll just go through it one piece at a time. I'll start with my best source right now, in which we have already engaged some of these paramilitary types. My source is a former RSOF. He was also in the document Air Force Owning the Weather 2025, and he's told me I'm allowed to put that out there now, but he still asked me not to put his name on it. He was my Benghazi source. I was the first person in the country in 2012 to report that there was a coup against Obama and his administration when they tried to rescue Ambassador Stevens, and they thought he would sing like a canary if they could save him from death. Unfortunately, the two commanders, General Hamm and the Admiral of Carrier Task Force 3 were combining to rescue Stevens when they were arrested by their embedded number two men that were CIA agents, and they were put there by Panetta. I broke that story in October of 2012 through this one source. I took major heat across the country for this, even from the alternative media. And then in January, Glenn Beck, who had criticized me, started copying me. And so this is the quality of the first source I have. Steve Quayle says he has it from multiple sources, much of what I just repeated and attached his name to. Paul Martin has a high-level source in one of the alphabets. I know what the alphabet is. I do not have permission to tell you. This person's afraid of assassination. He's going into hiding. He resigned as of today. So all three of us are telling the same exact story here from our very best sources.
Has Trump been successful in stopping the incursion on the southern border?
Well, there are multiple incursions coming, not one. Multiple. I've been given this information by this Arsov source now for the last 2 weeks. He told me how to put it out. If I would have just come out and said it the way I said it to you, I would have had DHS crawling up my butt, going through my files and stealing my computers. He told me how to put this out so they wouldn't come and raid me. He said, now the horse is out of the barn. He said, doesn't matter what they do to you. He goes, the information's out there. And I was putting this stuff out for the last 2 weeks. This is breaking information with real time. We've encountered a caravan that's been armed with WMDs and encountered them in Mexico, and we told the Mexican government stand down or get attacked. That's happened now. That's a new development. But this other stuff I'm talking about, I've been consistently reporting on this all along, but I've been doing it a little bit here, a little bit there, under the advice of my ex-Arsov guy, so I wasn't interfered with. He said, you can only push this so far, Dave. He said, you can give the crumb, you can give the nickel, you can give the dime. He said, there's going to come a day when you give the whole enchilada. He called me on Sunday afternoon. I had a pre-record on my show scheduled for the first hour. And he said, I want you to get that lady on you told me about who's been to the terrorist base camps in El Salvador and Honduras and has family members that supply that place. And she's talked to the people that are there. She's reported to the CIA. She's reported to the governor of Minnesota. What's going on? He said, I want her on. She's real. And I told him she's skittish. She's really hesitant to tell the whole story. She only dropped tidbits, and he said, tell her it's time. Well, sure enough, she came on and told the whole damn story. So I'm airing that interview this afternoon on my website at thecommonsenseshow.com. It'll be on Steve Quayle and all the usual places within the next 90 minutes. She has been to these camps. She knows their plans. It was a funny interview. I would say, here's what I know is coming based on what my sources are currently telling me. And she would fill in a gap. And then she'd give me something, and I'd fill in a gap. We have exactly the same information from different sources. The bottom line is this. War is coming in the Middle East. If it breaks out, we are going to see widespread terrorism in this country designed to take Donald Trump down. The only way he can survive is to go to martial law. This is part of what this raid on his lawyer was about. They're trying to drum up stuff to impeach him, to get him in trouble, and try to get him out as soon as possible before all this crap can start. But I don't think they're going to get that done. There's going to be a civil war in this country. That's what Paul Martin said. Said the civil war is here.
We're seeing the takedown of Trump's
Marine helicopters. Trump is using the Marines as his Secret Service because for good reason he doesn't trust the Deep State Secret Service. How many helicopters has he had taken down with EMP weapons? And then you have the fire on the
I need you to take a breath. I've never seen you this upset. But I need you to take a breath, and we need to talk for a second, and we need to walk through this entire scenario. And if you could fill in some of these blanks for me, that would be great. Number one, everybody knows that AIPAC runs the United States Congress. We know that. We know that Israel dropped the doggone chlorine gas bombs in Syria, then attacked Syria. So are you saying that because of our alignment and our affiliation with Israel, that other members of the New World Order, including China and Russia, are going to come in now and try to take out our country because of our affiliation with Israel? And isn't George Soros also affiliated with Israel? Isn't he just another Rothschild proxy? I mean, are they just trying to play both sides against the middle again? Explain to me who the characters are doing all of this stuff and why they're doing this at this time.
Well, you want, let's start in the Middle East, okay, because I heard a little bit of the show before I came on. excuse me. You've got the Russians and the Chinese Navy linking up in the Mediterranean. Actually, they've done that now for months. They just haven't gone on joint maneuvers, but they have pre-positioned for months. This has been anticipated.
Let's stop right there. Is that because the Russia and the Chinese folks want to start their own world currency, and they're basically going to go against the United States if in the event that the United States reattacks Syria or a hot war starts off in the Middle East? And why would George Soros, who's a Rothschild proxy and basically a Zionist, why would he be supporting a border incursion into the United States when he knows that we are the military arm of the Zionists?
Because Trump won't go along with the plan. They need to get Trump out. They plan to use the existing resources of the United States.
What plan will Trump not go along with, Dave?
Trump is being dragged into the Syrian thing. But at the end of the day, a lot of people believe that he's going to have his hand on the chicken switch, and he is not going to push the world into war in the Middle East. And he needs to be taken out of office. There's a coup coming. And if it takes a civil war, so be it. And there are a lot of people who are saying the same thing right now out there, from Steve Quayle to Paul Martin to myself to Paul Preston. We all feel exactly the same way today, that we are in the middle of the beginning of a coup. This is the beginning. And the goal is to take President Trump out. Listen, they're going to kill him if they have to. What they don't want is 100 million Americans in the streets with guns. And that's what an assassination would do. So they want to do it through what they appear to be semi-legitimate means. But if they just take him out, then it's game on and it's violent. But you're kind of jumping into a square that doesn't apply yet. With the Israel-George Soros connection, that's not what I'm reporting on here. That's not part of this scheme. What's going on right now,
but I've got to understand that, because I'm not understanding it. I'm not understanding why the New World Order, which is George Soros, which is the Rockefellers, which is Israel, which is the Rothschild banking dynasty, which is basically trying to bring us into a one-world satanic dictatorship, why George Soros would fund an incursion into our southern border from Mexico, you know, to basically destroy the military arm of the United States, which is the military arm of Israel, in the event that we did have a hot war with Russia. It seems like that would defeat his own purpose as far as allowing Israel.
The proof of what I'm saying lies inside the CalExit movement. If California was ever allowed to exit the United States, that would destroy our retail, that would destroy our agriculture, because such a high percentage flows through California. The George Soros people are central to the CalExit movement. In California, the plan is to exit and have them as a protectorate under the United Nations. That is George Soros. So he's already up to his neck in this. The caravans that are coming this way are funded by interest groups, and I've already done podcasts on this, inside of California that are George Soros funded, and his organizations are involved in this. So he is the one who is helping to facilitate these coming border incursions. Now, if you want to go back to square one, which is where I think you're trying to take me, what is the motive for the conflict in the Middle East? It's Western banking and the and basically using the dollar as the petrodollar, the reserve currency of the world, and Russia and China and the BRICS have now rebelled against that, and Iran started selling oil, gold for oil. And that was the genesis of this conflict. To take down Iran, you first have to take out Syria. That's why Syria has become the battleground. And this has been going on since Obama tried to start a war with Syria 5 years ago. And we're back to square one now, trying to do the same thing. The war hawks have taken over the Trump administration for the time being. It's no coincidence that the night before John Bolton takes office as national security advisor, we have a false flag in Syria involving chemical weapons to frame Assad as a preemptive excuse to start a war. This is war hawk stuff. This is petro oil versus the BRICS stuff. That's the origin. But this goes far deeper than this, because now you've got plots within subplots, because they don't trust that Trump is going to go along. Right now, he appears to be keeping the troops in Syria. He reversed himself. He says there's going to be action for the chemical attacks, but is he willing to take the world to the Third World War? And here's what I'm reporting on, Ted. When the war starts in the Middle East and the South China Sea and the Indian border with Pakistan, in which China will also be attacking India for now realigning with the United States, when that happens, that's when our southern underbelly becomes vulnerable. That's when the people south of the border who have military alliances with Russia and China, and I've done extensive articles on this, for Nicaragua, they have missile batteries inside Nicaragua that are Russian-supplied. Russian ships are in Panama. I could go right down the list. The Brazilians are involved in the Russian Space Command. They have all these intricate alliances militarily and scientifically, and they are one big happy family ready to attack the United States. They're training for this in El Salvador. They're training for this in Honduras. They have been for years. I have DEA sources that have told me this. I have now Kathy Rubio, who's been to these base camps and is an eyewitness to them. And this is a secondary action. These people coming in south of the border that will be attacking us is a secondary action to the commencement of war in other theaters. As we are distracted away from the United States, this is when Red Dawn will occur. And Red Dawn will consist of two parts. One will be widespread, massive paramilitary terrorism. It'll be a Tet offensive of terrorism. And once we're weakened, then they bring in their military south of the border.
Okay, all right, so this isn't like going to happen in the next 24 hours. It's going to be like once the war starts in the Middle East, then we're going to start having these terrorist incursions and paramilitary incursions into the United States and into pockets along the border areas.
I can't put a time frame on it, but it wouldn't surprise me. Well, let me put it this way. My best source is telling me we've already had violent incursion, violent attack against one of these caravans that was carrying WMDs. So and that was in Oaxaca, Mexico. And by the way, that whole area has been cordoned off. The media is not allowed in or out. And the data that I'm getting is from the RSOC guy from his connections. And he's telling me we have one KIA and two wounded, and that we have dispatched excursion crews to go down there and get them, and we've told the Mexicans you will stand down. And we have other Mexico and Central America that are trying to prevent this from happening. So what I'm saying to you is, no, it's not like we're going to wait for it to happen. These are ongoing operations as we speak. These are real time, right here, right now.
Okay, all right, okay. It's all based on what happens and who pulls the trigger over in Syria. So Russia and China and everybody else is preparing for World War III while we basically sit back and watch American Idol on TV here in the United States.
Essentially, that's correct. Now, I've asked this question. I asked the question, what if war is avoided in the Middle East and it doesn't break out? What will happen south of our border? And I always said, that's probably the best question I ever asked, that we will still see widespread terrorism. These caravans of terrorists are still going to do their border incursions. The Chinese are still going to come in from the northern border from Vancouver, and they're going to continue to pre-position for the day when they're needed. And I've been told that's what's coming. Let me give you another thing, Ted, that I've written about in the past, and now I've gotten more information on it. When the Bundy land deal went down, I picked up on the fact that one of the groups that were trying to overtake the Bundy land was a company called Cinta, which was a Chinese solar energy firm, and it was a front group for the Chinese army. And I said, this is near an interstate highway in close proximity to an air base that we would need in case of a southern underbelly invasion. And then I discovered one near Luke Air Force Base, you know, south of where I live. And just last week, I found another one, Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, the same setup. And Davis-Monthan is a fighter base outside of Tucson, Arizona. And the Chinese are pre-preparing now to take out our air bases in case of the southern underbelly invasion because they worry about our air cover and they have to have a way to negate it. And Steve Quayle and I also talked about something else that occurred 4 years ago, and Steve remembered that I wrote an article on this. During the Central American invasion, I got information from inside people in Luke Air Force Base that they had an Iraqi brigadier general. This part was in the news. He was flying an F-16 near Douglas, Arizona, near the border, and was brought down. And when the crash crews got to the scene, they couldn't find him. Now, the cockpit was on fire, and they thought he would have tried to eject. And they couldn't find his body. And then they said, oh, my gosh, he's still in the cockpit. And then they realized, uh-oh, they've been hit by a localized EMP weapon, and this was of Russian origin, and they believed that ISIS was the ones that were responsible for doing it. And I made a big deal of that at the time, and Steve reminded me of this today, because we both said this is how they plan to cover the underbelly air cover from United States Air Force bases. They're going to use localized EMPs. They're going to try to take over the air bases. This is all part of the Red Dawn plot. And everything that I've been writing about the last 4 years, including the Central American, whole Latin American military alliances with Russia and China, these are coming into play. Now I'm producing today with an interview I'm releasing eyewitnesses to the paramilitary base camps that they have seen these people train. They've talked to these people. They know exactly what's coming. Ted, this is the real deal. Now, back to your question about George Soros. CalExit is part of a group, and they have subgroups that are Soros-related that are funding these caravans. So Soros is the man behind these incursions coming up through the southern underbelly. And I've asked pretty much the same question you have. What is going on with the totality here of Soros? The thinking is that they need to create enough havoc to put the UN troops on the ground inside the United States under the Kigali principles. And then the second thing is they need to put Trump in such a bad situation where one misstep and they can try to impeach him, because they don't feel they can go forward with their New World Order plans with Trump at the helm. They've got him manipulated now to where he's on board with Bolton, and we're in a dangerous situation in the Middle East, but they don't trust the fact that he'll take us all the way to World War III, which is what they want.
So basically, they still want their girl Hillary Clinton back in office, and at that point in time, we'd already be at World War III.
I've asked that question. What would replace Trump? And they said, you've written about it. You can't trust Pence any farther than you can throw him. I mean, within 6 months of being elected vice president, he already set up a PAC, you know, presidential fundraising for the 2020 election, not 2024, 2020, which would have been the beginning of Trump's second term. So I think Pence would be the guy to replace him.
All right, what I was saying, Dave, is I'm sure they're wishing at this point that Hillary Clinton would have won the election, because at this point we would all be at war.
Yeah, in debate number two, Hillary Clinton said we'll have a no-fly zone in Syria. That would have been instant war with Russia.
Yeah, but yeah, the thing that really makes the thing that's all just so confusing to me with all of this, and I understand why they're doing it, because this is what they do. They always play both sides against the middle, is that George Soros is doing the CalExit. George Soros is helping to fund these military operations in Mexico, and George Soros is being funded by the Rothschild banking cartel. And our government also funded George Soros millions of dollars under Obama. I mean, it's almost like this, the one side is working against itself. I think what it's doing is it's just trying to foment war, and basically so they can bring in their new world order. That's what this is all about. This has got you got the Rothschild banking cartel controlling both sides of this thing again, and Russia and China as basically the people out there that they don't know exactly what Russia and China are going to do, and they don't know what Trump's going to do. So they're trying to eliminate some of these variables and try to bring more people into the game, the way they want to play the game. So almost as if we're all being manipulated into believing that, you know, that this is what's going to be the inevitable outcome of any of this. I mean, we have to believe God that we're going to be able to pray for all of this, Dave, and that cooler heads are going to prevail. We have to thank God that Donald Trump's going to have a moment of, you know, of clarity here as far as what's going on with all of this, and realize he doesn't need to precipitate World War III. And we need to just make sure that we don't get the guy impeached, that we keep him in as long as we possibly can, so somebody else doesn't step in who's willing to take us to war instantaneously, especially now that Trump was foolish enough to put Bolton back in. I mean, this is just a giant mess, bud. That's how I look at it.
I see it a little differently, Ted. I don't see this as a George Soros either or with Israel and this or that. I believe it's a case of Soros and Rothschilds and what's left of the Rockefeller Empire. They're playing both sides against the middle. It's like sending campaign donations to both the Republicans and the Democrats, so no matter who wins, you win. This is what they're doing. They're funding all sides. The one variable they can't control right now is what Donald Trump will do and the populism that the people will follow with. That's the one rogue element. Their biggest goal, let let me step aside and give you a macro view. In my opinion, this is where we're at, and this becomes biblical. They want the Third World War. They want to wipe out most of humanity, all government. They want to reinstall everything they want because they're ready to install their transhumanism empire. I just reading the other day that we now have the possibility of head transplants, brain transplants, body transplants. The transhumanists are here, and scientifically they're ready to roll. They just need the opportunity. And I think we're going to see the bulk of humanity wiped out if they get their way. We're going to see humans living deprived lives as servants to these transhumanist globalists, and the new age will be ushered in. And if they were successful, and we know in the Bible they won't be, but if they were successful, this would be the end of humanity as we know it.
Wow. Dave, thank you so much for coming on with me today, for giving us an update as to what's going on the southern border and on the northern border, and for giving us your perspective as what's happening as far as a potential World War III. Thank you, my young friend. Keep us posted. If you have something else coming up, let me know as quickly as you can. We'll get you right back on again. Thanks so much, Dave.
All right.
God bless. Bye-bye. Wow, Austin, that's a whole thought of just trying to figure out what's going on with all that. I guess what, Dave, are you with me, Ozzie?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. But that to me is a very interesting scenario because, you know, we always have these micro skirmishes taking place, you know, all over the world. The problem is we don't have this happening to us on our southern and northern border. And to me, it seems so strange that George Soros is going in here now and funding this, which I guess is what the Rothschilds do because they funded both the North and the South in our Civil War. I guess it doesn't really matter to them who wins this thing as long as they reduce the population of the planet and they can bring in transhumanism, because we know that Russia had a huge percentage of its Christian population wiped out. China continues to kill Christians, but now Russia's trying to put it back together again. It's almost like we've got two factions of this New World Order. In fact, it talks about this in the book Pawns in the Game with William Guy Carr, how we had two factions of the evil side of the New World Order, both Rothschild controlled, that are competing with one another for taking over the planet. So this is some crazy stuff when you stop and think about it and start looking at it. And guys, we just have to pray that cooler heads prevail in Washington, that Donald Trump is basically the White House has been taken over by Zionists, period. I mean, if nobody sees that, nobody can see what's going on, especially with Bolton in there. And we just have to pray that Trump's not going to be willing to start pushing nuclear triggers. The fact that he was willing to go in and bomb Syria again with another alleged gas attack that Israel did that was blamed on Syria is ridiculous. Just think through this for a second with me, guys. When the Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated in before World War I started, and that precipitated World War I, it changed the entire course of global politics, with World War I culminating in World War II, which was a direct precipitation of World War I. And the Rothschilds were in charge of all of that. They handled all of it. They tilt the earth any way they want as far as on its axes to determine the course of events. This is the satanic agenda. And William Guy Carr had another book that he wrote. It was his untitled book that everybody needs to read. I think it's called Lucifer, the Prince of This World, or Satan, the Prince of This World. And it's something that everybody needs to read and get a good handle on. And you need to also read the book, The Bad War, that I talked about a couple of months ago on the show. It's so important that we all understand what's going on, who's in charge of this, and what they're continuing to do on an ongoing basis. Because, Austin, this is some crazy stuff. But remember, these same paramilitary groups have been on our border in Mexico and on our border in Canada for many, many years now. So what we don't need to do is go into a full-blown panic here that we're about to be invaded, because I don't believe that's going to happen. But what we have to be aware of is the fact that we have the potential, if World War III starts in Syria, of advanced troop placement both in Canada and in Mexico, which would help to take down the United States a lot more quickly than it would if they had to reposition troops from the very beginning. What do you think, Austin?
Well, you're exactly right on that, because I don't think, you know, a full overnight Red Dawn, you know, airborne infantry out of Russia or China would happen, it would never happen right away, simply because A, our U.S. military, even our presence in this country, is significant. Secondly, we have by far the largest armed militia in the entire world, with the amount of weapons that we have in retired military and and citizen soldier hands in this country. So that aspect of it, I'm really not that concerned about, because I don't think any country would sacrifice that many ground troops to basically lose them on a potential ground invasion that would probably go south. However, when it leads me back to believe, and what we have all seen personally and heard for years and years and years now, of Russian troops being positioned in certain areas, people coming across, troops that don't speak English, that are in different uniforms working with the U.S. military, almost covert assets that are over here working in different stages, on top of something that Dave Hodges said was the U.N. peacekeepers. Those guys are notorious for coming in to basically any type of civil war and supposedly being peacekeepers. Well, we know that's a whole other term that's not even, it's not even what they are. They go in to confiscate weapons. They go in to shoot unarmed civilians. When they don't listen to them, they go into rape, pillage, and plunder. It's what they've done in almost every African country that they've been deployed in. So why would you expect anything different here? So I think what his aspect is kind of saying is the first thing, if this was to occur, if we actually did have an incursion from the south, it would essentially be a soft strike. It would be something to basically soften up the southern border. As we know, Texas, Arizona, those are very strong, in most cases, very well-armed states. And then you have the northern states being Washington, Idaho, Montana, which we all know those are heavily armed. California is a complete and total joke with any type of defensive mechanisms, especially from a civilian standpoint. They have pretty much been everything but fully disarmed. They can't even have magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, nor they can even purchase a rifle that has any type of significant battlefield self-defense utilization. So California is already an easy penetrable point. Soften up Mexico's entry point right there through those states. Soften up the northern states through Canada, as he was referring to. At that point, you could have a much easier invasion of the West, and then on the East would be, well, a whole other story. So I see what he's saying with this. Is it possible something like this could be happening? Yes. My biggest concern is to see what's going to happen in the Middle East right now, because he is very right about the fact that this is a powder keg over there. And if Trump does not go along, one thing that I noticed for the last 2 days that I have noticed, and I've done research on it because I've looked at a lot of different mainstream media, every single mainstream media outlet is calling for full-blown invasion of Syria. Every single person, pretty much in the Senate and Congress, with the exception of a few good people like Rand Paul, is calling for a full-blown ground invasion. We see something like this where we have full bipartisan agreement on a full-blown invasion, and they're essentially saying, if you don't agree with us, you're basically supporting the terrorists. That scares me. That always has, because they can't even agree on what an illegal alien is and what on a legal citizen of this country is. I mean, that, they can't even get that right. But now all of a sudden they can say, we need to invade Syria right now. We don't need to question it. We don't need to get facts. We don't need to do research. We need to do a full-blown ground invasion of Syria right now, which all of our listeners and anybody that's educated knows that will put us in a full-blown hot war with Russia, China, and Iran. That is going to escalate way beyond what I think anybody's mental capacity can even understand. So these guys that are so war-happy right now in the government, that are in the media repeating and just drooling on themselves, saying the same thing, how we have to attack Syria. We have to attack Syria. I even heard one news anchor talk about how we don't even need to be focused on our southern border. And he said this verbatim, that we have no risk, we have no danger to our southern border right now, that Syria is our problem, and that is our biggest problem, and we need to do a full-blown invasion. I heard that today. And that, again, that's very, very, very scary talk to hear right now in the mainstream media, because that means they're prepping the mainstream population again, just like they did before Iraq, just like they did with the lies with weapons of mass destruction, just like they did with Libya, just like they've done in almost every other invasion we've done. They're prepping the population to accept another war that we do not need to be in, except this time is going to lead to a much more escalated global scenario, in my opinion. That's why I've talked about at the beginning of the show. There's a very, very, very serious issue that's going on over there right now. Yet we have everybody in the mainstream media and pretty much in the government full-blown war drum beating right now. That is an issue.
The satanic elite, just like we talked about at the beginning of the show, are the ones that are precipitating all of this mess. All of it.
Yes.
The Rothschild banking cartel, again, is playing both sides against the middle, just like they always do. I'm glad that Dave pointed out it's the Cal exit strategy that is being sponsored through George Soros and this Mexico, you know, incursion that's happening through George Soros. Remember, guys, he's a Rothschild boy. And he's coming into the southern borders because he says they want a full, Dave thinks that they want a full blown, basically a coup in the United States to take Donald Trump out and to eliminate him because they don't know what he's going to do in the event they tell him to push the nuclear trigger. So,
yep.
I will say this very clearly. These are interesting times we live in. We need to pray. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come before your holy throne of grace. And I thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, and for your understanding. Lord, I pray that the cooler heads prevail and that Donald Trump has enough people around him that are not warmongers who want to have a big war all over the planet, another world war, a World War III. I bind that right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray that all of this stuff gets resolved one way or another, and I guess we're going to have to kick the can down the road until we get these Luciferians out of power, Lord. Father, I love you and I appreciate you. You said that I've never seen the righteous forsaken or the children begging bread, Lord. And we're asking you right now to calm this whole thing back down and to get this thing put back in the can. I love you, Father. I appreciate you, too. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Guys, thanks for listening to the show today. And just continue just to pray for this whole situation and continue to tell your friends about the situation so that we can all continue to call and write our congressmen and try to put a stop to this nonsense. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for supporting shows like this. Don't get into a full-blown panic right now over what we talked about today. This is something that's in the process of happening or not happening. I'm just going to believe that God can intervene in all of this, Austin. Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you a little bit. Austin, go ahead and close the show.
Absolutely. Yes, guys, like I said, I mean, like he just called out, you know, everything we have to take day by day right now, there's nothing that we can gain by worrying about tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to take care of itself, and God's going to take care of us. So that's what everybody has to remember right now. If you guys need anything, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. Also, too, on a side note, the HGH Stimulate, which is on sale, product of the week, that will be changing over late tonight, early tomorrow morning with a new product that's basically winning right now. So be sure to vote on the website. If you guys need to grab anything or stockpile anything right now, let us know. Anytime we can do large case lots or anything. I usually don't talk about this because I usually just do it with, you know, customers when they call in. But if you need case lots or you need anything like that, we can always do discounts on specific supplements that people are utilizing to help out with very specific issues, like to try to maintain their blood pressure, blood sugar, stuff that you really, really need and maintain with. So we're here to help you guys. If you need anything, give us a call, email us, healthmasters.com. You guys stay safe, stay frosty, stay prepared. Have a blessed night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.